Dictation for Joyce, Joyce Cochran, Cochran, December 4, 36. Address as a letter to Amanda, Amanda Butcher, B as in boy, Utcher, 4631713. Dear Mrs. Butcher, a follow-up for Sally with recent acute and chronic renal function changes. Last visit, October. Underlying celiac disease since 2019. She is careful following a gluten-free diet. Despite that, she's having frequent episodes of diarrhea. For what she takes, K-O-Pectate. Recently, within the last 2 weeks, it was severe to the point of fecal incontinence. However, there was no nausea, vomiting, no fever, no blood in the stools. Appetite went down. She has lost some weight. She was pushing on liquid intake. Urine in good volume without infection, cloudiness, or blood. She denied chest pain palpitation or lightheadedness, chest pain palpitation or syncope, although there was mild degree of lightheadedness. She has chronic dyspnea, however, no cough, sputum production, no upper respiratory symptoms, has not using any oxygen, nor orthopnea PND, no major edema. There is some numbness on hands and feet, but no ulcers, no claudication symptoms. She's hard of hearing. Blood pressure at home in the 100s to 110s over 60s. Next paragraph. She recently also has followed through University of Michigan Rheumatology Department in December for a follow-up of an incidental findings on a CT scan of the chest without contrast, the ascending aorta and proximal descending was showing some inflammatory changes. University did an extensive workup, which included testing for blood cultures, fungal serology being negative, ANC8 antibodies negative, testing for IgG4 antibodies negative, rheumatoid factor and anti-CCP negative, antinuclear antibody by immunofluorescent negative, TB negative, RPR negative, Brucella negative, Bartonella and Q fever negative, C-reactive protein not elevated, Western sedimentation rate normal less than 20, she was 36. No changes on medications was given. Has also followed with Toto Berlin, cardiology, although the last visit is back in August in relation to atrial fibrillation, pacemaker, did have Tacky Brady syndrome, complete heart block. For what she takes, anticoagulation. Next paragraph, medications. I'm going to highlight the Norvas, a low dose, Eliquis, Bisoprolol. She takes a long list of supplements. has been doing Trelegy, which is new, and doxycycline twice a day within the last few days for question bronchitis. Today, blood pressure by nurse, 130 over 84, weight 169, previously 174. I do not see evidence of respiratory distress. Lungs are completely clear, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no wheezing. Has a pacemaker, appears regular. Overweight of the abdomen, no ascites, minimal discomfort on the right upper quadrant, no gross edema. No active skin lesions. In the past did have dermatitis herpetiformis at the time of uncontrolled gluten sensitivity, celiac disease, presently no lesions. She has a lesion on the lower lip, right-sided, followed through dermatology doctor messenger, stable over time, no biopsy. She has a history of melanoma of the right eye on the choroid area, status post implantable radiation, follows with Kellogg, K-E-L-L-O-G, Kellogg. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. On January 21st, white blood cell count was elevated, close to 18,000, anemia 12.9, a normal platelet count. At that time, creatinine increased to 3.14, baseline being 1.8-1.9. Normal potassium, there was metabolic acidosis 17, a low sodium 135, low albumin 3.3, corrected calcium normal, elevated alkaline phosphatase transaminases, which is new, normal bilirubin, glucose in the 90s, pro-BNP in that opportunity, 8,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute on chronic renal failure, likely related to recent episode of diarrhea in a person who has celiac disease, gluten sensitivity. Clinically, does not look dehydrated or valium overload, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Blood test will be repeated. The results came back, creatinine has improved down to 2.35, still not to baseline, we will follow on that. The low sodium is back to normal, metabolic acidosis has improved to 21, persistent low albumin, the liver function abnormalities improve but not back to normal, and pressing glucose not fasting in the 140s. The prior high white blood cell count improved but not normal at 15, a stable anemia, normal platelet count. I did a urine analysis, trace of blood, 1 plus of protein, trace bacteria, 10 to 20 white blood cells, a protein creatinine ratio at 0.33, which is minor elevated. The last imaging, October last year, CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast, there were no stones, kidneys without obstruction, there was no urinary retention. January 21st, when chest X-ray was done, without any infiltrates, consolidation, or pulmonary edema. The last stress testing is from March. It was negative for ischemia or fixed defects with preserved ejection fraction at 74%. And the last echo is 1 year ago, January 24, with preserved ejection fraction, some calcification of the aortic valve, mild dilatation of ascending aorta, moderate mitral regurgitation, and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. I review records from University of Michigan. Next paragraph. I did not change medications. I'm going to recheck in a week or two to document that she's back to baseline kidney function and liver function tests. She's trying to follow a very careful gluten-free diet. Continue pressing blood pressure medications. Continue anticoagulation for atrial fibrillation, tachybrady syndrome. I do not see the, an indication for doxycycline. She has no evidence of bronchitis or pneumonia. I don't see any testing for pulmonary function tests in the past. This was a prolonged visit, reviewing records before and after, and prolonged encounter, end of dictation.